broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
When I got up to the door, she opened the door and she's like, this took forever. It's worse.
We have been marginalized, and we feel like that they have not given.
It was very important to Elizabeth that the father of her children.
And I'm like, oh, snap.
You're fired.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go beyond the looking glass and through the thing, and we just, you know, we go places where other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Duncan Hines landed in some hot water over a cupcake ad, believe it or not. A cupcake ad that some found racist. Joining us to discuss this, Dr. Ron Tarner of the Scientists Council for Racial Equality. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And, of course, we're online at philhendryshow.com. If you have a backstage pass, you can watch me performing the show right now, live with our video cast. We'll be selling our classic CDs starting this weekend from our online store. We are planning to upgrade our video casts to the level of a daily television show, and we'll tell you more about that as we head toward this new year. And right now, though, Dr. Ron Tarner joining us from Mountain Meadow Observatory in Cloverdale, Colorado. And Dr. Tarner, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Phil.
And, sir, this Scientist Council for Racial Equality reminds me, of course, of the work done by scientists, not just in their field, but throughout history. Scientists have found themselves often advocating on behalf of social issues. This is just more of the same, I guess, huh?
Well, we are citizens of the United States of America, and as such, we want to lend whatever influence we have to the daily discourse over the future of our country. As a scientist, I'm not all about discipline is astronomy. I am not all about sitting in an observatory. I live and I breathe and am very concerned with the issues affecting our country. And so, as scientists, we find it easier to join together, to associate, and advocate on behalf of certain issues as scientists together, much easier than people of disparate disciplines. And racial equality is a passion of mine, as it is with some of my other colleagues here at Mount Meadow.
Tell me about this issue that you guys have gotten a hold of, and you were talking, I know, to a couple of other stations today, this Duncan Hines ad?
Well, Phil, to put it as simply as I can, we are just a few weeks away from a new year, the year 2011. We are almost 10 years now into, 11 years into this new millennium. We are far removed from the days of Jim Crow laws. We're far removed from the days of racial inequality, and we're far removed from the days when it was okay or it was socially acceptable to tell racial jokes at parties. And yet, with all of that, we still have a company like Duncan Hines, a very large company, and one that has been in food service for a long, long time. It is well known by consumers, engaging in this kind of schoolyard racial taunting and joking. I guess they thought it was funny. Well, it wasn't. They pulled their ad. And yet, when we were talking with the Duncan Hines people, and we were talking with grocers, we found that this was just the tip of the iceberg. And so I'm on your program this evening, and others are going to be on other programs to talk to consumers, to let them know what kind of what a minefield it is out there, really.
Well, what happened with the Duncan Hines ad? This was an ad over a cupcake mix. Is that correct?
Well, the problem with the ad, and it was so obvious, it was unbelievable that they vetted this. In the commercial, you see an individual pouring a chocolate icing on top of cupcakes, and the icing suddenly has lips, a nose, and eyes, and begins to sing like a minstrel show. you could well imagine black icing with these big lips singing as if it's the Mills Brothers or some ridiculous thing like this. And some people might think that's funny, but it is a racist caricature, and we don't need it. And as far as I can have influence, I don't want to see it. But when we were in a couple of the grocery stores in Cloverdale as well as in Denver, we saw countless examples of this kind of racism.
And all right, so you are saying, and I understand, just to catch up here, that the black chocolate mix...
Well, it's chocolate mix, yes.
All right, but it's a dark chocolate. Suddenly had eyes and lips and was singing like the Mills Brothers.
Well, it was singing some kind of a hip-hop type song. So you could well imagine. It was almost as blindly racist as the Lion King when it had those two hyenas talking like they were a couple of members of the NWA. It was that blind hatred.
And do you really think that Duncan Hines is involved in hate?
At this particular point, I think it's just stupidity that is driven by some deeper hate. But let me tell you what we are now engaged in, because it's much worse than just Duncan Hines with the big lips on the cake mix. I walked into a supermarket in Denver, and on the shelves of this particular market, and I will not mention the name, but you could go into just about any supermarket and see this, you are looking at row after row of boxes of this dark cake mix, dark chocolate mix, all of this cookie mix, brownie mix, all of it the exact same texture. Now, I understand that chocolate is a dark color.
Okay.
But not this kind of skin coloring. What they're doing with this chocolate now, chocolate used to be much darker, but what they're doing is they're lightening it up so it has this mahogany look. And I said to the manager of the store, I said, since when this chocolate all of a sudden flesh tone? He said, well, what do you mean? I said, these different chocolates are all the different tones of skin coloration of African Americans. And he gave me one of those looks, which is indicative of these closet racists who, you know, don't want to have their good time all of a sudden spoiled. And I said to him that this is going to become an issue. I went to two other stores, and I went with a couple of other members of the council and saw the same thing.
All right, I want to interrupt you here. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, Duncan Hines cake mix and chocolate mix. The ad looked racist. Is chocolate icing chocolate cake? Do they need to do something with that so that it is no longer, so it doesn't look like they're trying to mock African Americans with the color of the chocolate? What exactly were you, just wanted to ask you this question. What exactly were you talking about when you said skin coloration?
Well, when you, in the old days, if you got a Hershey bar or you had a chocolate bar, you could see the color of the chocolate bar was fairly, it was a chocolate color. And that would be a brownish color or a tannish color, unlike any other kind of brown or tan that you would see. Today, what they are doing with these chocolate companies, I think unconsciously perhaps, but nonetheless offensively and blindly racist, is they are beginning to make these chocolate cake mixes in the colorations of the skin of black people, so that it encourages a woman who is in her kitchen, who is bored, a woman who, for whatever reason, even a young person who gets home from school and wants to get into some mischief, they decide they're going to make some cookies that look like a black man and express some kind of hate. Phil, you said something that I fully agree with once. You said we have to educate each other, and I agree. Whites have to educate whites. I saw the Oreo cookie. Oreo cookies, as you know.
All right, I want to just again interrupt you. when somebody comes home from school and wants to make brownies, and you're saying they're looking at cake mix, the coloration of which is like a black person's skin, they decide to make cookies that look like a black man.
That's exactly what I said, yes. That's exactly what I said. And let me point to you, the cookie maker in Greenwich Village during the Obama campaign, or after Obama was elected president, who had the Negro cookie. And let me also point to you...
No, I understand. I'm not saying that there can't be people out there doing just the most asininely hateful things, even with cookies. But I'm asking, are you honestly telling me, because I'm happy...
Everything I'm saying to you is honest. Everything I'm saying.
All right. That people see skin coloration in this chocolate.
That is... It's not only what I believe, it's what I know. The Oreo cookie, which is white on the inside, black on the outside, suggesting that a black person is a step and fetch it. Well, we know all about that. That was uncovered years ago. Oreo continues to make it, but they obviously are shopping it to a... They seem to be happy. They're shopping that to a certain kind of racist. But we could stop this other...
Oreo cookies are not... The Oreo cookies, it's never been acknowledged by Oreo, by Nabisco, that those cookies represent black people who want to be white on the inside. That is a phrase that... or a belief. It's a symbol, I should say, an analogy... drawn by some black people about other black people, not because the cookie was intended that way.
Well, however you want to spin it, that's what it means.
All right. 877-876-PHIL, the number on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, as we talk here with Dr. Ron Tarner from the Science Council for Racial Equality. He is talking about the Duncan Hines cupcake commercial, which was pulled because some people felt it was racially offensive. That's just the beginning, he said. Stores need to begin pulling boxes of chocolate, cake mix, brownie mix, and cookie mix because the chocolate itself is now beginning to resemble African-American skin coloration. 877-876-PHIL, do you believe that we need to sort of stop and take a step back from how we're enjoying desserts? Or is it something much larger than that? Is it a racial statement? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
I like that. That's good.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, from the Science Council on Racial Equality, Dr. Ron Tarner from the Mountain Meadow Observatory in Cloverdale, Colorado, an astronomer by training, and that's your science, Dr. Tarner. But we have been talking, and we started the hour talking about how all people, no matter their pursuit, are involved in using their influence to, change society. And my hat's off to you. I don't want you to think that I criticized your work or the work of other scientists in trying to achieve some understanding, racial understanding in our country. You brought up the Duncan Hines commercial with the chocolate icing being racist. You've now said that we have a problem in our supermarkets.
Well, Phil, the idea that the Duncan Hines commercial is somehow isolated, I think, is a bit naive. Devil's Food Cake, which is as dark as, I suppose, to choose a name from the news, Wesley Snipes, a very talented man, African-American, and with a skin tone like the darkest, blackest Devil Food Cake, clearly infers... the darkness there, that what you're doing is you're allowing these idle hands and these racist minds to get a foothold in the imagination of people that say, well, I better not eat chocolate cake, or I better not eat chocolate icing, because that is racist. And what we're just trying try to send the message to the cake manufacturers and the cookie, the people that make cookies, Pillsbury and so forth, that your chocolate cookies can be used to look like a black. You know.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's move to a phone call. I'll tell you what, Catherine in Jersey City, New Jersey, listening on WWRL. Go ahead, Catherine. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Dr. Ron Turner.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Dr. Turner.
Yes.
I am having a very hard time comprehending the reality of what you're saying, Dr. Turner. The way you're speaking, it indicates...
My name is Turner, by the way. Uh-huh. My name is Turner. I'm sorry.
Turner, yeah.
Carter, I'm sorry. The way you're talking, we're going to have to eliminate all forms of chocolate, no chocolate ice cream, and you can't have chocolate and vanilla ice cream at the same time, and you can't have, you have to be very careful.
Chocolate and vanilla? I never said anything about vanilla.
Oh, yes, you did. Oreo cookies, black and white.
Well, but you know that that's a racist
that
symbol
is white.
For...
That black is
black.
White.
Right,
we,
exactly.
People are going to have to be very careful about what colors they wear. Can they wear tan or brown, or will it be considered racial? Or if they wear black with a white shirt, will that be considered racial?
I could ask
racial?
You, why
excuse
do you
me,
wear...
Sir. Excuse why, me, sir.
Why do you,
excuse
why
me,
do you
sir.
Wear tan? Why do you wear tan?
And... what if somebody has a very dark tan? Are they trying to mimic a black person or
oh,
a
don't
tan
be,
person?
Don't be silly. Don't
no,
be silly.
Well, that is what I am
don't
hearing
be silly.
From you, sir.
Yeah,
that
you're
is
you're
what
talking
I
about...
am hearing from you.
I did not
chocolate
say anything about a person.
Chocolate cakes come in different colors. You
yes,
also have red
absolutely.
Velvet, which is a different color, too. Different colored black.
I'm
devil
not
food
about,
cake
well.
Cannot come out as a vanilla cake.
I can tell you that the red colored chocolate is similar to blacks who have that red coloring, the red
so,
hair, and so forth.
That is
and
your
so,
that is your opinion. You are making it an issue.
No,
who
I,
else
not,
have you ever heard
I,
speak about that?
I just told you the Duncan Hines company had to pull their commercial.
Why did they have to pull
because
their commercial?
Actually, what happened, I'll just, Catherine, because I know it's a very bizarre story, but it's true. Duncan Hines pulled a commercial in which they had chocolate icing going on top of cupcakes. And as the icing hit the cupcakes, it started to sing. It had eyes and a nose and lips and was singing. And I guess they had enough complaints where they pulled the commercial. They thought it looked racial.
Exactly. Now, we can keep going down that road. It's a dangerous road to go down where you go out, get the cake mix because you want to start making fun of black people.
You're really way out when people are going to be thinking that. Look at M&M's. M&M's are chocolate candy. They're chocolate inside. They sing, they dance, they do everything else.
Or
just because they
rapper.
Have a different color on the outside, there's still chocolate on the inside if you want to take it the
exactly.
way to the level you're taking
yeah.
it.
And that's what M&M is. M&M is a white man on the outside, but black
no,
on the
it's
inside.
No, it's a green it? Man, it's a yellow man, it's a red
no.
man, it's a blue
M&M?
Man. Yes, it is.
Well, you're talking about the singer?
I'm talking about the hip-hop artist named M&M.
She's talking about the candy.
But it's the same difference. M&M is black on the inside and white on the outside.
No, it's not right. white on the outside. It's green, yellow,
what do you mean,
blue, red.
What are you talking about?
M&M candy.
She's talking about the candy.
I'm talking about the hip-hop singer named M&M.
Okay. What's the
I'm
point
not.
Here? I'm not really sure.
Not.
I don't know what the
I'm
point
talking about
this lady
M&M
is talking
candy.
About a black man. She's talking about a black man that went white. And I'm saying that's what's going to happen.
I am not talking about the
You're
going
to get blacks to
I
go white?
I am talking about the M&M candy
yeah.
dancing and singing. Just as the icing was supposed to be singing.
And you're calling me nuts. And she's talking about candy that's dancing and singing. Okay, I'll go with you. And what is it doing when it dances and sings?
Dances and sings.
What are you talking about? She's talking about a commercial that she sees just like the icing, you know?
Uh-huh.
All right, anyway, Catherine, thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking about We're talking about chocolate icing, chocolate cake.
Chocolate icing, chocolate cake, chocolate mixes, Phil, that are going to be used to begin to drive a serious wedge between the races. We have come so far. We're almost in the year 2012, and yet we have chocolate cake mix that can roll back decades of racial progress.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Will be right back.
Man.
It is bad.
Phil Hendry.
You're the guy that doesn't make sense.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
On the line here is Dr. Ron Tarner from the Science Council on Racial Equality. Dr. Tarner, an astronomer from Denver, Colorado, on with us to talk about what's happening in the grocery business, the retail business. Duncan Hines, and the story just broke today, that Duncan Hines had to withdraw from the marketplace a television commercial in which chocolate frosting being dripped on cupcakes starts to sing. And as it sings, it has eyes, it has a nose. I suspect the reason why it was considered racial is because the music sounds, it didn't sound hip-hop to me, you know.
Well, I don't know what you mean by it didn't sound hip. It sounded very urban. It used a lot of the synthesizer music that you hear in urban music. And I would say to you, Phil, that the big giveaway was the lips, the very pronounced lips on the icing. For my way of thinking, you could say that it was not intentionally racial. That's not the point. The point is we have become so inculcated and it has become so institutionalized to... and by the way, it's called beatboxing. And it looks like a black face and it was a beatbox.
According to who?
According to me. That I think that should be enough for you. According to me.
No, I understand, Dr. Tarner, that you have concerns. But according to who?
Well, we have talked enough about this, Phil. According to me is going to be my answer. I say it looks racist. Obviously, there are others. But for your purposes and the purposes of your listeners, according to me.
And that, to me, sounds very... I think that sounds very arrogant, sir.
It may sound arrogant, but I'm a little tired going over the same territory. Mother Jones, which is a very credible magazine, also said so. And I will tell you this: the Malabar cookie, which also has got our radar up, the Malabar has the black, very black chocolate and the white marshmallow, and we really want to get that Malabar, and we want to get that moved to the back of a shelf. I understand it's very good, and a lot of people like it. I'm not saying take it out of the store, but you've got to shove it way to the back so that people who can ask for it, where do you have the Malabars, and someone from the store can help them so that it doesn't become such an obvious hunt for this, and other customers, black customers, will see a white coming to the counter with a Malabar, I think they could buy it somewhere else. And the reason why I say that, you have young black kids that are going to see the Malabar and ask their mothers and their fathers, what's wrong with me? What happened to me?
877-876-PHIL. I cannot claim to understand everything you're saying. Let's go to a phone call here. Haley in Nashville, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Haley, go ahead, please.
I'd be happy to explain anything I'm saying.
Go ahead, Haley.
I don't think it's racist. I think it's funny. I think he's loony in the head.
What are you saying it's funny? You mean the icing?
The icing is.
Are you black?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, it shows you how you've been brainwashed.
I'm not brainwashed. It's just a joke, and you can't take a joke and get out the kitchen. It was just a joke, and you're being a total loser about it.
Are you telling me that, are you saying to me, with all seriousness, that when that icing
You are a loser, baby. Listen to me. No, you listen to me.
The lips big.
No, you listen to me.
The lips big.
You listen to me.
The lips are too big on the icing.
The lips are too big on the icing, huh?
It's just a joke. Why can't you just take a joke? Because, you know, if the M&Ms will sing, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You, or it'll sing, I Got Sunshine by the Temptations. It doesn't make it racist. It's just funny. It's black. M&Ms are black
inside, complaints.
And they're colorful. And you are
there
being...
Are a,
what?
You, there are a great many white people who believe in racial equality who are trying to look out for you.
What? Whatever. I'm black, and I'm proud to be black, and it's
I
not
know.
Right.
And you should
you,
be proud
you're
to be
not
black.
Right.
I wish I were black. I wish I were black.
You wish you were black.
What is it you
black,
wish you were black?
I'm saying that I'm looking out for you. I wish I were black so I could look out for you better. And
you know what, Ron? You ought to quit while you're ahead with all this I got to look out for you better stuff. You're listening to a woman tell you that she's not offended by it.
Well, a lot of white people are.
So
white
what?
People, time out, coat, flag, all size, face mask.
Wait a minute. Are you sitting back and enjoying one of those grape drinks?
Are you sipping on Hennessy?
Wait a second.
Let me tell you something.
I know who I know who this is. I know who this is. It's Kat Stacks, because I know she's in Nashville, and I know that she hasn't gotten out yet. Is this Kat Stacks? Please tell me that it is.
Oh, God.
All right. Anyway, Haley, thank you so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Is this Kat Stacks?
Was she calling from Nashville or not?
Yes.
Kat Stacks is in a federal holding pen in Nashville. Oh, my God.
Well, it wasn't Kat Stacks, all right? 877-876-PHIL. Here is Ruth in Louisville, Kentucky on The Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Ruth.
Okay, I have to ask, is it crazy person that on your show, first you have a lady talking about putting buttons on corpses, and now you have a guy talking about racist pastries?
Let me ask you something. Yeah, I want to ask him the same thing. If this is some kind of a joke, Ron, to follow up that idiocy with Margaret Gray.
Well, Phil, if you think it's a joke, then here's what I would suggest you do. You go out there with me and Dr. Bill Henning, any of the doctors, any of the men that I work with on a day-to-day basis, door-to-door as we do, talk to people, pass out our literature, and you're going to find out not only is it not a joke, it's very tiring. It is a daily effort that we make on behalf of our community. Now, you think that's funny? I don't see anything funny about racism.
I've seen a Duncan Hines commercial, okay, and I did not get a racist
vibe. Are you white?
You know what it reminded me of?
Are you white? Are you a white woman?
Playhouse, this show in the 80s, he had all kinds of dancing and singing food. I don't look at brownies and think, hey, I'm going to be racist by eating this.
Yeah, you're white.
Ridiculous thing I've ever
white.
Heard in my entire life.
Yep, you're white.
Well, you say something more than, yep, you're white.
Well, then she is. She's white. She sounds white.
How do you know that, sir? How do you know that?
Because
I'm all like, yo. You're the one that's
your
being
opinion,
racist, not me.
Your opinion is... Most white, but most blacks do say yo. I'm not saying you say yo, but a lot of blacks will throw one in.
There's
you
lots
haven't.
Of things out there that are brown or black. I mean, look at Jägermeister.
Yes.
It's brown. Does it make Jägermeister?
No, it is not. It's
brown.
Green.
Not Jägermeister isn't green.
Well, what's the one that's green?
Grand Marnier.
Oh.
No, green.
A friend of mine the other day. I got an alcoholic friend. And he needed a drink, and he chugged this bottle of Grand Marnier, and his tongue was green, and I threw him out. But the point that I'm making with you is that if you look at the Duncan Hines commercial with the thick lips and the beatbox
they're
music,
not thick lips.
Somebody
it looks like Gumby lips. Was Gumby racist?
Yeah, Gumby was walking hatred.
Wow.
He was full on hate. Gumby. You want to know what Gumby did? You know that little clay character? If they showed you his life, there would be little clay men hanging from trees.
I'm
you laughing? Are you laughing? You're laughing,
I'm
huh?
I'm laughing at you because you're one of these people that are breeding morons. You're part of the reason that this country is oversensitive.
You call my son you're calling my son a moron, huh?
Let me just say this. If you could see Gumby's world, you'd see little clay men hanging from trees.
Yes. You know, Phil, quit trying to be cool because you're trying to pick up this chick in Louisville.
Ruth, would you please forgive that comment by him? Thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL.
Did you hang up on her?
Yes.
Well, you blithering idiot.
Let's go to a phone call, or I'm calling the whole thing off, man. This interview about Duncan Hines has given me a headache. Maybe it's because I'm allergic to chocolate. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Catherine. Catherine, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Well, I am a Caucasian. I did see that commercial.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm in real estate. And when I first saw it, in real estate, we cannot target any ethnicity or any race. I thought they were targeting blacks to purchase it. I didn't think that it was mocking blacks. I just thought they were trying to...
You thought that that's the way black people sing and see each other?
Well, yes. I thought they were targeting them, trying to market
the
cake mix to them is how I saw it.
Well, why did they have a white woman that was pushing the buttons on the microwave? Yeah, see?
You know...
So what it is this is institutionalized racism, and I feel bad. I feel bad for you.
Well,
you sound like a good woman.
I didn't see it that way. I didn't, and of course we all see things from our history or from where we're from.
Do you make cake? Do you make brownies? Do you make any kind of cake mix? Gumby was the lady was talking to me about Gumby.
Sir, I've only got a little bit of time on the radio. It's gonna kick me off. Can I say what I called in to say?
Go ahead, Catherine. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to know that Gumby owned slaves.
I don't even know about Gumby, but. I just saw that commercial, and I'm just saying.
Yes, ma'am.
Sometimes
it looks like a Gumby.
And that's like people can look at pictures of children and see innocent, sweet children. Pedophiles don't see innocent, sweet children. So it's just kind of where your mindset is.
I'm not looking for it because I want to see it. I'm looking for it because I want to do something about it. I want to do away with it.
The cocoa bean, the more flavor it is, the richer it is. So when you buy cocoa, depending on the brands you buy, when you open the can, you can, for example, Hershey's has a dark. If you buy some of the generics, it's not
about?
As dark. It's not as rich.
What are you?
And the different flavors of chocolate cake mix that are out there. Some people really like dark chocolate. Some like light. I don't really like dark chocolate. I don't care for that flavor. But it doesn't. It's not because I'm a racist. They're just marketing. They even have white chocolate. Chocolate is just chocolate. It just is what it is.
I would say again, Phil. Gumby. If you could see his whole world, and not just the world that was on television,
there'd be little clay men going
swinging from a tree.
Gumby was a... I'll tell you why, man, because Gumby was a piece of animation similar to what the Duncan Hines animation is like. It's what's called stop-motion claymation. I assume that's what Duncan Hines was using. But for you to say that, and Gumby was actually it was a cartoon when I was a kid, and it was a little clay guy, and he had a clay horse, and, you know, it was kind of weird. I don't know why. To be honest with you, I don't know why it was fascinating to kids to watch, but I watched it. But for you to say, Dr. Tarner, that Gumby was a slaveholder, that Gumby's horse, Pokey, was trained to, you know, walk over. I mean, what is that about?
I'm sorry if the truth hurts.
What do you mean the truth hurts? And the fact that Gumby had little clay men swinging from trees? So in other words, what you want to do is every single thing that gives us joy. It can be cake mix. It can be a clay puppet. It's all out of the same racial cesspool. Is that it?
Mr. Hendry, you know, from your lips to God's ears.
He hung up. I think he needs help. I thank you very much, Catherine. 877-876-PHIL. Catherine's stunned. She's not saying anything. Catherine, see, she's not saying anything. She's stunned.
She's not Stay. You sound like you're having an epileptic fit.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Gumby was an inveterate institutional racist.
Phil Hendry.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Let's go to a Dr. Green Thumb report here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show for tonight, Friday, December whatever. Two accused of breaking into a police station for the marijuana. Dateline St. Louis. Police say they caught two men early Tuesday breaking into the police department to get marijuana. Good place to get it. It was marijuana, police said, that one of them had stashed in his pickup truck, which was impounded at the station. Police Chief Mike DiNardo said on Tuesday they aren't the smartest people in the world. Well, that's what our Dr. Green Thumb report is about. All these jackballs that are, you know, all these jackasses that are getting arrested and will keep the weed from being legal forever. It all started when police entered Kyle Blaine Corps 19 of Baltic Street in Waveland on Monday morning, charging him with burglary of a house and impounding his truck. He was booked and released on bond. During the day, on Monday, the investigating officer became suspicious when Corps kept trying to get his truck back, demanding to know when he would be able to get it. The officer told his supervisor Corps might try to steal the vehicle back, destroy it, or otherwise tamper with evidence. The department decided to place the truck under surveillance on Monday night as it sat inside a garage. Sure enough, this dumbass, Core, and Jeffrey Chase Phillips, age 19, of Webster Street in Bay, St. Louis, broke into the garage through a steel side door. He went immediately to his truck and began removing bags of marijuana from one of the side panels. The two were apprehended within seconds. Core had been charged with burglary, tampering with evidence, and possession of a controlled substance with intent to sell or deliver. Phillips has been charged with burglary. How stupid are you, man? You're burglarizing houses with a truck that has weed stashed in the panel. You deserve the death penalty just so you don't breathe. Border Patrol agents discover pot in hay bale. Border Patrol agents from the Rio Grande city of La Grula, Texas, say they encountered an unusual method of marijuana concealment this week. The pot was tucked inside a hay bale. Agents following foot tracks from the Rio Grande River on Thursday discovered a large hay bale that appeared to be out of place. And wait a minute, that hay bale. Looking closer, they found more than 30 pounds of marijuana glued upon a layer of the bale. Wow. Officials say the bale was apparently abandoned by smugglers as agents approached. The marijuana, valued at more than $26,000, was turned over to the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration for further investigation. German police find pot plant adorned as a Christmas tree. Berlin. German police say an old hippie is facing possible prosecution for his version of the highest Christmas tree, a festival-decorated 2-meter, 2-yard-tall marijuana plant. Adolf Hitler was arrested, and I'm just kidding. Koblenz police spokesman Ralf Schmoyisch says officers raided the apartment of the 58-year-old man following a tip on Monday and uncovered a cache of 5.3 ounces of weed. Then, in the living room, they discovered the tree, a pot plant adorned with Christmas lights. The suspect, whose name was not released, said he had planned to decorate it further and put presents under it and stuff like that. He just told, yeah, plan, you know, I was thinking, you know, maybe later on I'd take it and I don't know.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Police, marijuana operation in a 4-year-old kid's bedroom. Of all the... In Arab Al, is this a town? Arab police blasted an indoor marijuana operation Thursday, and they say part of it was in a 4-year-old's bedroom, the little punk. Scotty Watson with the Arab Narcotics Unit says officers arrested 29-year-old Christopher Hawkins during a traffic stop. What the hell is Arab, man? Is that Arab Alabama? Oh, my God. I know. What the hell are they talking about? Arab Al, it's a town. Watson say they went into Hawkins. I'm saying Scotty Watson and the cats from Saudi Arabia? Anyway, Watson says they went to Hawkins' home where his wife consented to a search of the house. Inside, Watson says they found an elaborate indoor growing operation. You betcha. The operation included a water filtration system, lights, and, of course, the ever-grow tent used to help reflect the light onto the plants. Watson says Hawkins was using his four-year-old son's bedroom to dry out the weed. Watson also says the home reeked of marijuana. They found a little more than a pound of pot, with more being grown. Hawkins is in the Arab City Jail. The case will be turned over to the Marshall County Department of Human Resources to investigate the living conditions of the child, and the kid will be sent back to Saudi Arabia. Connecticut man charged with accepting wrapped pot. Aha! New Haven, Connecticut, despite a generous gift from Santa, police in New Haven say a local man has been naughty this Christmas. That's right, police arrested 29-year-old Julio Ramos this week after he allegedly accepted delivery of 110 pounds of marijuana in 10 boxes wrapped like Christmas presents, complete with bows and tags that read, "To Jesse from Santa." Ramos was granted a $100,000 bail in a court appearance on Thursday on charges of possession of over 1 kilogram of the weed, possession with intent to sell, and possession with 1,500 feet of a school. Bastard. Police say they were tipped off to the delivery, and they arrested Ramos at his grandfather's home in New Haven, Connecticut. The self-employed musician lives in Guilford. See, there you go. You freaking pot-smoking musicians. The marijuana had been shipped from California. Ramos's lawyer said that his client didn't do it, and the poor guy, and please let him go, and he's under the influence of evil friends. World famous Phil Henry Show. There's our Dr. Green Thumb for tonight. Coming up next hour, it's our news hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. Stick around for that. Or not. Look, I never told you where I was from. Some call me Rebel, I'm Dr. Green.
Phil Henry.